Radio 92.3, Joe and Gracie with you here, 6:12 on a Tuesday evening. Hope it's been a good Tuesday for you here as we are now almost halfway through the work week. It might be an abbreviated work week for many of you as maybe opting to take Friday and Monday off for the July 4th holiday. Hope you are staying safe and staying cool as we are having heat advisories and excessive heat warnings pretty much every day this week. So we'll get an update on that here in a couple of minutes. You may have caught in the Channel 3 update the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office confirming the drowning incident that happened at around 2 o'clock this afternoon. This happened behind the, or out at the beach behind Gulf Shore Drive in the 700 block here. Reading from the news release, a group of people in the water near the second sandbar had reportedly been struggling to make their way back to shore. One of the individuals, an adult male, went under. Lifeguards say he was not breathing when pulled out. If you were listening at the end of last hour, I reported in looking up on Twitter a lot of reports that former NFL quarterback and Arkansas star Ryan Mallett died today at the age of 35, and now there are widespread reports that it was Ryan Mallett who died in Destin today. So that is the updated information that we are getting here. No confirmation from the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office yet. However, as I mentioned, widespread reports from media in all around the country. New York Post reporting that. Also, TV stations in around Detroit as well. So a lot of widespread media reporting that Ryan Mallett was the person who died in Destin this afternoon. So tragic situation there in the world of the NFL. Also tragedy in the world of NASCAR today, too. We'll talk on that here in just a moment. Before we get to a local check of the roads and weather, quickly going over our top three stories today, where CNN released yesterday an audio recording of a meeting where former President Trump discusses holding secret documents he did not declassify. CNN aired that yesterday, where Trump is apparently talking to a staffer in New Jersey after leaving office and seeming to indicate he was holding a Pentagon document with plans to attack Iran. U.S. today imposing sanctions on companies and associates with ties to the Wagner Group after their botched rebellion against the Russian government over the weekend. And Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the outgoing director of the CDC, says that America is not prepared for the next pandemic, pointing to a shortage of about 80,000 public health workers, as well as a reliance on aging technology such as fax machines. 6:15 right now. Let's get a check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, our slowdowns on Bayfront Parkway and Chase Street have cleared up, so we're looking good there, as well as Sorrento Road, not seeing any major slowdowns. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have some hot weather all throughout this week. That's excessive heat warning for tonight for the next almost 2 hours. We do have a heat advisory for tomorrow and an excessive heat watch for Thursday. It is 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 107. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, and this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much. Some local headlines today. Earlier this morning, we heard from Escambia County Deputy William Hollingsworth. Of course, if that name sounds familiar, it's because he was the one that jumped into floodwaters and was pulled into the storm drain as he attempted to save a motorist that was swept away by rushing water. This now 2 weeks ago during that night of the tornado and severe weather. Here was him talking with our Andrew McKay.
That's why I went in.
And you found him?
Was to find him.
It's just, it's unbelievable. And so he, I assume, is he, and you know, from the, he's very grateful. You're yes. Very grateful.
We're both very grateful.
Just lucky to be alive.
Yes, sir.
So that was him speaking on the Pensacola Morning News. He said being pulled into the storm drain was the scariest experience of his life. Also, we heard from Triumph Gulf Coast. Couple of updates there regarding some big grants that they are awarding for some big projects. One of those is the expansion and renovation of UWF's College of Health facilities. Here's Dr. David Beller, who's dean of the college.
We are very excited about the potential for Triumph to help us with healthcare and workforce needs in our regional area. We have brought some additional value, we think, to this proposal, as we are now planning on expanding nursing programs out to our Emerald Coast campus, which would engage a different area of the panhandle in this particular proposal.
And Triumph is committing nearly $6.7 million over 8 years. That's around 40% of the total project cost. Triumph also signing off on the $8.5 million grant that the city of Pensacola asked for as they continue their efforts to make the Port of Pensacola the permanent home for the American Magic sailing team. So a couple of big updates right there. State headlines before we get to our first commercial break, the first of which, drivers will see more police on the roadways leading up to July 4th. FDOT is getting ready to launch a new campaign to crack down on aggressive driving. State agencies will partner with police departments across the state for the Target Zero initiative. People can expect additional patrols out on the roads during the holiday weekend up until Tuesday, July 4th.
Also, Governor Ron DeSantis is trying to dismiss the Walt Disney Company's federal lawsuit against him. He filed the motion yesterday, claiming that the company lacks legal standing. Disney is accusing DeSantis of violating their constitutional rights by forming a new oversight board over the company's property and nixing the deal that will give the state more authority over it. The state officials say that the governor doesn't enforce the laws in question and claims he cannot be sued.
And the largest police union in Florida endorsing Governor Ron DeSantis for president. The Florida Police Benevolent Association says DeSantis is the most effective governor in the nation who will make public safety a top priority in the White House. That union endorsed former President Trump back in 2020. It's 6:20 right now. We'll take a break, come back with more of national headlines before the Fox News update. Joe and Gracie with you, Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Informative, local, dependable. It's Joe and Gracie on Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a great Tuesday night. Bands on the beach about to kick off at 7, so make your way to the beach and make sure to bring some water or something to hydrate and maybe a Mr. Fan or something too. Coming up on the 4th of July, News Radio 92.3 is going to be carrying the Pensacola Symphony's Sparks and Stars. That's presented by Peter Muge. It's going to be from 7:30 to 9 p.m. And again, we're going to be carrying it on News Radio. If you're wanting to go, it's a free concert at Community Maritime Park. And then it ends at 9, and that's when the fireworks show starts over the bay. So make sure to check that out or tune in. Coming up, we're going to get a quick look at our national headlines, but at 6:25, let's get a quick look at traffic and weather. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and at Navarre. If you do see something, always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. We have extremely hot weather throughout this week with a excessive heat warning in effect until 8 p.m. tonight, a heat advisory for tomorrow, and then a excessive heat watch for coming up on Thursday. Expect some hot weather all throughout this week. We have 30% chance of storms. All the rain has moved out of our area for the most part. Still some light rain around Atmore and Century, and we have kind of a thunderstorm making its way through just north of Robertsdale near I-10, but those are just moving quickly in and out, so it might cool you down for just a bit here in Northwest Florida. If you see anything else on the roads, have any details, always feel free to call in. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
We told you about that tragic story involving NASCAR legend Jimmy Johnson. The in-laws of Jimmy Johnson found dead in a apparent murder-suicide in Oklahoma. Cops say Terry Janway killed her husband, Jack, and then their 11-year-old grandson.
It was a 911 call from a female caller that stated there was a disturbance at her residence and there was someone with a gun, and then hung up.
Investigators say that the Janway's daughter is Jimmy Johnson's wife, Chandra, and the 11-year-old is her nephew. So tragic story there. Also, if you haven't heard yet, a drowning confirmed over in Okaloosa County this afternoon in Destin, the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office saying that a group of people were near the second sandbar out at the beach behind Gulf Shore Drive and were struggling to make it back. A male in the group went under. Lifeguards say he was not breathing when pulled out, and multiple outlets have confirmed that the victim was former Arkansas and NFL quarterback Ryan Mallett. He was 35 years old. Gracie?
Investigators in San Antonio International Airport say that the runway worker committed suicide when he was sucked into the jet engine. That happened on Friday night. The man was identified as a 27-year-old. That's David Renner. His brother said this isn't the first time that he's tried to take his own life. He had been sober and off drugs for about 8 months. Seemingly, he had turned a corner.
In Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey announcing a special session to address Alabama's congressional maps. The U.S. Supreme Court this month ruled the state's most recently drawn map violates the Voting Rights Act. Alabama has only one black majority district, even though a quarter of its population is black.
And it's another day of travel headaches throughout the nation's airports. According to FlightAware, over 3,400 U.S. flights have been delayed so far today. That's due to bad weather. Meanwhile, over 1,200 flights have been canceled around the country. Airports in the Northeast are dealing with the most issues. That's going to be Newark Liberty, LaGuardia, JFK, and Boston Logan International Airport. And it's a good thing those airports probably aren't that busy, right?
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to be impacted with smoke, as there's going to be more of that, according to New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
A reminder that a good quality index, air quality index, is 50. That's the one you like. And we're expecting the numbers literally tomorrow across the state to be in the unhealthy range, and they'll reach hazardous levels in much of our state.
She says the smoke will first reach western and central New York before making its way to New York City on Thursday.
And President Biden's approval rating is going up. A new Gallup poll puts the president's approval rating among Americans at 43%. That's up 4 points from last month. And this is Biden's highest rating since last August. The uptick is largely due to the approval among independent voters.
And in New Hampshire today. I don't know how I confused those two.
One of those irrelevant states.
Yeah. Former President Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis held dueling campaign events today. Here's Governor Ron DeSantis kind of reiterating what he spoke about in Texas yesterday.
We're going to stop the invasion. We're going to fight the cartels. We are going to actually build the wall.
Meanwhile, here's what former President Trump had to say.
They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. And they want to silence me. True. They want to silence me because I will not let them silence you. That's what's happening here.
So, of course, New Hampshire, one of the key early battleground states, as it's going to host the first GOP primary after the Iowa caucuses. 6:30 right now. We'll step aside, let Fox News update come in, and coming back, a look at the world of sports, what's happening today, health, business, and science notes, and do you believe that certain stores cause you to have to go to the bathroom? Big discussion on social media. Gotten some interesting texts on that today. We'll share those as well.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. The Pentagon holds its first briefing on the thwarted Wagner rebellion in Russia. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has more.
After 24 hours of not knowing where Yevgeny Prigozhin was, the man who rose to fame as Putin's chef has reportedly now been seen in Belarus. That according to the president of Belarus, who allegedly brokered the deal between Putin and Prigozhin. Here's Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
You view the security situation in Russia as an internal Russian matter.
Starting this Saturday, wireless networks will be able to boost power on their 5G towers near airports. And Fox's Garrett Tenney reports it could cause delays for flights with planes that don't have updated technology.
The hope is that by the end of the year, this 5G issue will be resolved. All of the planes will be upgraded. But until then, if there's bad weather, buckle up, my friend.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Massive job cuts are reportedly on the way at UBS, which recently merged with Credit Suisse. Citing people familiar with the plans, Bloomberg reports that UBS will cut more than half of Credit Suisse's workforce and about 35,000 employees, or 30% of the combined staff of the two banks, now that the deal has closed. The report indicates the job cuts will be made in three rounds starting next month, the layoffs impacting investment bankers, traders, and support staff in London, New York, and parts of Asia. Shares of Rite Aid tumbled again today, a drop of 11.7% after Monday's 5% slide. The skid likely prompted by a recent Bloomberg report that the drugstore chain is working with banks and lawyers to reorganize its debt. Analysts at Deutsche Bank have a sell rating on Rite Aid stock. Boosted by stronger-than-expected economic data, stocks notched a broad rebound today. The Dow Industrials rising 212 points. The S&P recouped 49. The tech-heavy NASDAQ jumped 220. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Breakups are hard. Damian Lillard and the Blazers seem to have an idea that they might be best apart. We've all been there. Logic says it's time for a change, but no one wants to be the bad guy. Lillard is 32. He's not competing for a title in Portland. They met with Lillard yesterday and say they want to build around him. But whether it's today, tomorrow, or down the road, at some point, both parties will realize it's time to move on. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Nothing says summer like an ice-cold Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, refreshing, real brewed tea with 5% alcohol. Look for Twisted Tea in the bright yellow cans. Keep it twisted!
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Nothing says summer like an ice-cold Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, refreshing, real brewed tea with 5% alcohol. Look for Twisted Tea in the bright yellow cans. Keep it twisted!
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Milltown Duck Race is Tuesday at the Milton Downtown Bridge starting at 5. Proceeds benefit the community missions of the crew of Blackwater Pirates. Locations to get your ducks is at blackwaterpyrates.com. Celebrate America Tuesday night at the Community Maritime Park Amphitheater with the Pensacola Symphony beginning at 7:30, followed by the Pensacola July 4th fireworks show over the bay. Get all the details at newsradio1620.com.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is Joe and Gracie on Pensacola right now. Hope you are enjoying your Tuesday night, trying to stay as cool as possible. We got a warm week ahead of us. Gonna get a quick look at traffic and weather together. Our roads are looking fine. There's no major slowdowns to report, but if you do see something, of course, feel free to call into the traffic line, 850-262-6111, with the details. For weather, we are gonna get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
The weather's hot, 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 and it's going to be that way for the next several days. We've got heat alerts in effect. Again, a heat advisory posted for Wednesday. Now, we might see a shower or a thunderstorm cool things off on Wednesday. Looks likely dry on Thursday. Late in the week and into the weekend, small chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. So the temperatures will be reaching highs in the 90s, a lot of spots mainly in the mid-90s, but it will feel a lot hotter when you factor in the humidity, so it could feel as hot as between 110 and 115. Look out for the heat. Overnight lows well into the 70s, if not around 80 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Yep, it's still hot, hot, hot. It's a few clouds and 90 in Pensacola with a heat index of 105. We do have an excessive heat warning in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. It's Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is presented by Fresh from Florida. Hey, shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon is in season right now. You can learn more from followfreshfromflorida.com, the Florida Department of Agriculture. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much. So looking at the world of sports, the Braves already out to a 3-1 lead. They're on TBS tonight taking on the Twins. They've gotten home runs from Ronald Acuna Jr. and Austin Riley. They lead 3-1 right now. A little bit later on, the Rays are out west taking on the Diamondbacks. That one starts at 8:40. And also the Marlins are currently taking on the Boston Red Sox. That one started about 15 minutes ago, and the Marlins lead that one 3-1, so good stuff there. Major League Baseball, by the way, announcing the 50 players who will take part in this year's Futures game. That's during All-Star Weekend in Seattle, features the top prospects in the sport, and the Wahoos will have two representatives, Patrick Monteverde, a pitcher, as well as shortstop Nassim Nunez, so congratulations to those two guys there. Last night, the LSU Tigers won their seventh College World Series title, beating Florida 18-4 last night. Yeah. The New York Jets apparently are preparing to be assigned as this summer's feature team for HBO Hard Knocks. The Jets have said in the past that they don't really want to do that, but they might not have a choice, especially with the tremendous storyline of Aaron Rodgers joining the team will be for training camp this summer. So that'll be fun to watch. The Jets are definitely, I would say, like the it team as far as a team that's going to be on the radar, whether you love them, whether you hate them or whatever. But kind of like the Bucks were with Tom Brady, they may not have the success, but they're going to be one of the more tracked and followed. By the way, the Braves just homered again, Murphy. So 4-1 now, Atlanta. So they're off to a flying start here tonight. So we've gotten a few texts on this. I'm going to skip around a little bit here. We'll get to our health, business, and science notes here. But there is a pretty interesting conversation happening on social media where thousands of people are weighing in, asking or answering the question, does certain stores, being in certain stores, give you the sudden urge to use the bathroom? So this conversation on social media started as a result of a viral TikTok video where this lady's walking into a TJ Maxx, and then all of a sudden she just has to use the bathroom. So people are saying stores like Target, TJ Maxx, Michaels have a laxative effect. Among the popular theories is that it's the adrenaline rush of being in their favorite stores or the coffee they sip as they're shopping. Texter says, I am just so happy to know that I'm not the only one that this happens to. I've only ever known one other person who said this happens to them. Clearly, there are far more. She said, my friend who this happens to says she thinks it's because she's relaxed and enjoying herself.
Feels like home.
She and I both noticed that it especially happens at secondhand stores, but it happens to me in Michael's and Target, another one for Walmart. I have noticed a common theme in the text that we've gotten in that the and there have been a wide range of stores, but all of them that we've gotten here from listeners texting us, 850-437-1620, is that it has to do with the cleanliness of the bathrooms at these places. So I wonder if that is not the subliminal, you know, you walk in and you just are acutely aware of the cleanliness of the bathroom in the store that you're in. And maybe that is sending off a trigger of some kind. I mentioned this in hour number one. I mean, you know, Target's one for me. But one thing habitually that I did growing up at the church I grew up to is that the second I walked into the church building, and I went to this church like for the first 24 years of my life, the first thing I did, as soon as I walked into the building, I would make a beeline right for the drinking fountain. And I never do that at any other places, but that was just the first thing that I ever did. I moved away 10 years ago, and in the couple of times where I've gone back to that church, that's what I did. And so, I don't know, maybe there's just some mental thing where, you know, you maybe do it once or twice, and then you're like, okay, this is pretty nice, and it just becomes this thing that your body just recognizes, or your mind just recognizes and sends some sort of trigger. But I don't know. It's a great, I don't know about great, but it's interesting. Conversation.
Yeah, I would definitely say, and I think, I don't know, one texter did say, I don't drink iced coffee, but this definitely comes to me, or I don't drink coffee, but I feel like this happens to me with Target, TJ Maxx, like stores that you're like browsing through. I don't know if that makes it like more comfortable, or it's like a lot of the times it's like, oh, I've already run all these errands, and now, okay, I'm going to go to Target and like shop through Target or okay. TJ Maxx or whatever it is, and it's like, oh crap, I got to go.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Oh, yeah, but that's interesting. 850-437-1620 is the, well done, is the phone number there. Health, business, and science notes on that note. Instagram, Facebook, and Messenger rolling out some new parental supervision tools. Parents will now be able to see how much time their teen spends on Messenger and also view updates to their contacts list. They'll also be able to control who is able to message their teen on the app. On Instagram, Meta is now requiring users who want to message somebody who doesn't follow them to send an invite that will need to be accepted by the recipient.
And the amount of savings needed for Americans to feel like they can comfortably retire is up. The new research from Northwestern Mutual shows that Americans' $1.27 million is the magic number. And that's up from $1.25 million from last year, thanks to inflation.
Pretty interesting story out of New York City where students are going to start practicing mindful breathing. Students in K through 12 will be led in 2 to 5 minutes of mindful breathing practices every day.
If you choose not to do the breathing exercise, that's fine. That's fine. Eventually, over time, you'll find your way. But we want to make sure that we build it into our everyday process of education.
So, I mean, it's not something that I did in school, but I have an Apple Watch now, and it tells me to do that. And I don't do that, at least not when the watch tells me to. But
yeah. In other business headlines, FedEx is being named in a lawsuit that accuses them of rolling back the omnimeters in the thousands in their trucks before they're sold. So Tom Layton found out that he discovered this alleged fraud, and FedEx is using scrap trucks when they hit 350,000 miles. But in recent years, they've been selling them to auctions, and they would people would typically buy them, turn them into food trucks and things like that. So they are turning back the miles.
Yeah,
on the
and
truck,
apparently, this,
allegedly.
Yeah, this is not like 1 or 2,000 miles. This is alleged of, you know, tens of thousands of miles that they're rolling the odometers back to, you know, maybe get a little bit more money on their auction sales there. 6:45, traffic and weather together, and more pop culture notes to follow.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. If you do see something, always feel free to call the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, it is just really hot. It's 90 with a few clouds in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 98 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 105. We have an excessive heat warning in effect for today. Coming up tomorrow, a heat advisory. And coming up on Thursday, an excessive heat watch. So try to stay cool as best as you can. Stay hydrated. I'm Gracie at News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
So we now know who the new host of Wheel of Fortune will be. And I'm not exactly sure how that we as an American entertainment and viewing society came to realize that we collectively cannot get enough of Ryan Seacrest, but that's where we are. So Ryan Seacrest now has his hands in American Idol. He had his hands in Live with Kelly and Ryan, and he also does the New Year's Rockin' Eve that used to be Dick Clark's staple. So Ryan Seacrest is doing all that, and according to the New York Times, he will now be the new host of Wheel of Fortune. Also, Vanna White is in talks to continue with the show. I would imagine she is after a massive pay raise Apparently, she makes quite a bit less than Pat Sajak does. I think Sajak's around 15 mil and Vanna White's around 3 million. So she's after a big chunk of change.
Yeah. We were talking about this a little bit earlier, but they kind of look alike a little bit. Like, doesn't it look like if he, I don't know. I feel like they kind of look alike. Like, he could look like him in a couple,
like in a movie about a younger Pat Sajak version of him. Yeah, like
I'm like, I don't know if that went into the thought process, but
I don't know.
I feel like they kind of look like that could be his son or something. In other pop culture news, if you're hoping to get a Mega Millions or a Powerball ticket, still up for grabs. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is up to $343 million. Or that's about $180 million if you take the cash option. Coming up tomorrow night, the Powerball is up for grabs for $462 million for the jackpot. And that works out to be about $242 million in cash.
A deadline for the Hollywood actors and studios to get a deal done looms over the entertainment world this week. SAG-AFTRA's contract with the studios expires on Friday. Over the weekend, the union told members that negotiations with studios had been extremely productive. An actor's strike would come as the industry is already facing production delays due to the writer's strike.
And the Barbie movie's coming out in a little bit less than a month, but there's a real-life Barbie Malibu dream house listed on Airbnb. The three-story bright pink house is hosted by Ken, and there are two free one-night stays available for two guests. Guests are going to get their very own pink and yellow skates as well as a surfboard, and this is part of a promo for the movie. Airbnb is making a one-time donation to Save the Children.
Very cool stuff there. 6:50 rather. We'll take our final break of the evening and come back and finish off the show with Wacky Weird and Good News. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy 2 of our products and get the 3rd free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Cannell and Company Realty is proud to be a sponsor of the Blue Angels Air Show. Locally owned and operated, they're now celebrating 40-plus years in business, selling homes to generations of families that they've worked with during those years. Whether you're buying or selling, Cannell and Company Realty has the marketing savvy to get the job done with no add-on costs and never a franchise or administration fee. Cannell and Company Realty, friendly, dedicated, full-time realtors. 2107 Airport Boulevard. Like them on Facebook.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
It's Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you here. Just about 8 minutes left here on a Tuesday edition. Ready for Wednesday. More heat advisories in effect tomorrow Thursday and likely Friday as well. Temperatures in the mid-90s. Heat index a lot warmer than that. It's almost 7 o'clock, and the heat index is at 105.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and I'm looking out at the trees outside the studio, and there is absolutely no movement. So, and no rain also to cool things off. So, yeah, this is in effect until 8 o'clock tonight, the excessive heat warning. We'll get more on the weather here coming up in just a little bit. Again, certainly appreciate all the texts that we've gotten in today. Always appreciate it. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Gracie, I think you and I need to go out on a crusade and set some ground rules. If you are going to concerts or events where musicians are performing, let's just not throw things or objects either on the stage or at the performers. Yeah. It's happened again. This one, really troublesome to me. A fan attending a recent Pink concert in London threw a bag of their mother's ashes on stage during her performance, undoubtedly leaving Pink stunned. The clips are circulating on social media. Pink can be seen picking up the plastic bag containing the powdery gray ashes of a fan's cremated mother.
This is your mom? I don't know how to feel about this.
So asking, is this your mom? I'm not sure how to feel about this. Visibly shocked, and then proceeded to go on with the show. You said that there was apparently people that were, she was seen, you know, kind of wiping off her hands.
Yeah, I saw a report that said, and then after she kind of like, after the song was finished, kind of like wiped off her hands like she was to have dust on it. And just what's wrong with people?
So we had, so a BB Rexha got a cell phone thrown at her. We have Pink with the mother's ashes. And wasn't there another one recently? Or am I making that? No, I think it was just those two, wasn't it?
Those are the two ones that are standing out for me. I don't know. There might have been another one. But, like, okay, if you're not throwing, like, flowers or something like that, just don't. Just don't do it. That's the etiquette class right there.
I agree.
And don't hit them. Oh, my goodness. Just shy of 6:55, going to get a quick traffic update before we get to other weird and wacky stories. We are looking good on our roads. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays for weather. Joe mentioned a little bit earlier, but we're still seeing extremely high temperatures. That's going to be 90 in Pensacola right now with a few clouds and excessive heat warning in effect for today. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have a heat advisory throughout the day. Coming up on Thursday, an excessive heat watch. It's 90 in Pensacola. Heat index is 105. And taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do have a little bit of some rain patches going through Alabama right now, making its way to the Alabama-Florida line. So maybe that'll cool things down for just a bit in your area, but not too likely. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Out of New Jersey police are searching for a person who keeps on dumping adult diapers on the roadway. Police say that in the past week, they keep on finding trash bags filled with adult diapers littered in Greenwich Township. They don't say if they're used or clean. I'm hoping they're clean, but
maybe this is the new age live action edition of Mario Kart, where people are just dumping adult diapers hoping to get cars behind him to slip up or something. I don't know. That's super weird. Also, so this poor school in New York and the poor janitor. So this is at the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. They filed a lawsuit against the janitor's contractor company, and they want about $1 million in damages. They say that back in September of 2020, this janitor ruined 20 years of research by turning off a lab freezer at a private research university. He thought that he was being helpful. He heard annoying alarms, and so he turned the freezer off. And the next day, students arrived and found that their cell molecules and samples were destroyed.
That's really unfortunate.
Probably, put up some signage around the freezer. Say, under no circumstances are you to do anything tampering with the freezer.
Let the annoying alarms be annoying.
That's right.
Another weird one out of Georgia. So a dog in Georgia ripped open a trash bag and found a live grenade inside. Authorities were called and they removed it safely. What happened was the police had to evacuate homes in Elwood subdivision after a neighbor found an explosive device in the trash. It's a neighborhood dog that's been going around and tearing up trash, but it led to finding this explosive device. Hmm. The neighbor said that he noticed trash around his front yard and his backyard, so he sent his teenage children out to clean it up when they found a gun clip and a fake grenade. Their dad went out there. He said, I went out there and I looked at it. I was like, no, that looks pretty real. The neighbor then told, that's what he told the local news station. Police haven't said what they did with the live grenade or what or who may have put it in the trash. It's still under investigation.
Yeah, at least this one didn't go off.
Yeah.
So that's the good news there. More good news. Hey, a signed Taylor Swift guitar going a long way for a good cause. The guitar was auctioned off, as part of the 2023 OK Kids Corral auction, which benefits children battling cancer and their families. The guitar sold for $120,000, and the charity's total earnings were around $1.8 million.
Awesome.
So pretty cool there.
Love that. A dog in West Virginia is raising money for her local animal shelter simply by doing what she loves. A four-year-old lab named Daisy is running through the woods and finding lost Frisbees near a Frisbee golf course. So far, she's found about 150 of them. Her owner says that they'll sell the discs with the money, and then they'll get donated to the Marshall County Animal Research Rescue League.
Yeah, it's a good use. You know, people discard their discs unintentionally, and then you pick them up. They offer to buy them back and say, hey, make a donation to the local animal shelter. That's awesome. Finally, an ultramarathon runner defeating the women's Western States 100-mile race by over an hour.
Wow.
Courtney DeWalter broke the record that was set back in 2012. It took her 15 and a half hours.
Go, Courtney. It's Pensacola right now with Gracie and Joe on News Radio 923. Hope you are having a good Tuesday afternoon. Try to stay as cool as you can. It's News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable. We'll be back tomorrow for a Wednesday show right here on News Radio.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay.